Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And we're going to end today's program with some thoughts about the week's big story, the dramatic American military operation to kill al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. It prompted many to look back to the 9/11 attacks, including Harvard Business School historian Nancy Kane.
This is clearly a big story. It's grabbed the attention and the energies of the nation. So far, most of the media coverage has focused on the facts of bin Laden's assassination, the burial at sea, and the consequences of his death for al-Qaeda and international security. All of this is very important. But there is another story behind the immediacy of the who, what, where, and why of bin Laden's killing. This other story has a long arc, one that stretches back to the crystalline sunshine and deep blue sky of that September morning almost 10 years ago, one that is not captured in the standard reporting. Virtually every American over the age of 20 remembers where we were when we learned that two hijacked airliners had crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center. Individually and as a nation, we were stunned. Almost 3,000 lives were taken that day. An astounding, terrible loss. One that, as President Barack Obama reminded us, left a gaping hole in our hearts. But in the midst of the chaos and death and fear and destruction, there was another drama unfolding. This was a story of goodness and courage and ingenuity and outstretched hands. We saw this in the firemen rushing into the wreckage of the World Trade Center. We heard it on the recordings of cell phone calls placed from United Flight 93, where passengers wrestled control of the airliner from terrorists. We experienced it ourselves as we each sought ways to help and to serve. In the days after the attacks, we learned of countless acts of heroism and kindness that flowed out of many, many Americans toward each other and our country. In a moment of great need and big wounds, Americans were listening to what Abraham Lincoln once called the better angels of our nature. So what might we do today, in another turbulent moment with very high stakes, to rekindle the spirit, unity, and resolve that grew out of September 11th? And how might we go about doing this, individually and collectively? These are the points of light and possibility in all the killing and loss. Let us not lose sight of them here and now in the tsunami of information and facts about the death of Osama bin Laden.
That's Nancy Kane, historian at Harvard Business School, ending our program today.
Well, next week on Radio Boston, happiness in Somerville and Harvard's president Drew Gilpin Faust on leadership. Plus some great music from Cambridge musician Elin Jewell. That's next week on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend and join us next week for more Radio Boston.